We're moving next to Russia, where gunmen have launched a series of attacks on a town near the border with Chechnya. Chechen rebels claimed responsibility for the raids in a website posting. We're going to learn more now by going to the BBC's Emma Simpson, who is on the line from Moscow. And Emma, let's start with this region near Chechnya. What's it like? How violent is it?
We're talking about the Republic of Kabardino-Balkaria, and the events happened in the capital, Nalchik. Now, this is a troubled region for Russia, the whole North Caucasus region, and Nalchik is not that far from Chechnya, and indeed, but 60 miles or so from Beslan, which, of course, we all remember was the scene of that terrible, terrible tragedy last year. And this morning in Nalchik, we've had complete mayhem and a series of what sounds to be very well-coordinated, organised attacks on police stations and government buildings across the city. The authorities there are saying that 10 groups of gunmen staged these attacks, and as many as 150 attackers may have been involved. The latest figures we have are that as many as 50 of those attackers have been killed, and along with a number of civilians. Things are still ongoing there, because we understand now from President Putin's own special envoy to this region that a hostage-taking situation is underway in one of the police stations where these attackers stormed, and a number of police officers have been taken hostage, and that an operation was underway to free them. But effectively, the whole city's been sealed off, and it's been a pretty awful day for the residents.
Now you mentioned Beslan, which was a major hostage-taking situation. Does it appear that that was the main objective here, or is this just something that has developed over the course of the day?
I think it's something that's developed. Beslan was, of course, a hostage-taking event. This seems to be a meticulously planned all-out attack, if you like, on the law enforcement agencies and security agencies in Nalchik. This isn't unprecedented. There have been a spate of attacks in this republic in recent months. In January, for instance, there was a two-day siege in an apartment building. What you have here in this very poor Muslim republic is poverty, police brutality, corruption, and, of course, a rise in Islamic extremism. And what we've seen today is something on a different scale, though, the fact that this has been so coordinated, so well planned, and of course the fact now that Chechen rebels have claimed responsibility, according to a message on an internet website often used by them.
Is that a credible claim?
I think so. The fact that I keep saying this has been so well planned by the looks of things, that it's inconceivable that Islamic militants in this republic alone could have planned this one, that it looks pretty credible to me that Chechen rebels have indeed been behind this.
Does it appear that Russian authorities have control of this town as fighting goes on?
Well, I think this is what it's all about. President Putin today has ordered that the city to be sealed off and has issued a effectively shoot-to-kill orders for any person who puts up armed resistance. But I think what these people have shown today is that Nalchik isn't under effective control by the security agencies. And this is the Kremlin's worst nightmare, really, that they say that the situation in Chechnya has been normalised, to use a phrase that they often trot out. But quite clearly, things are very troubled indeed. And that's the worry, the drip-drip effect, that this Chechen conflict will spill into a far wider regional conflict.
The latest from BBC reporter Emma Simpson on the line with us from Moscow. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.